The question is, how does this information make its way from the satellite to the receiver? And the answer is the navigation message. Now, this slide shows the five subframes of the current navigation message. There is some modernization in the works for this this signal, but it is this currently, as you see. Now, each word, TLM, for example, stands for telemetry, and HOW stands for handover word. I'll say a little bit about those, but the more important aspect at the moment is over on the right-hand side, the subframe, clock correction, GPS, weak satellite health, etc., in subframe 1. And then 2 and 3 are devoted to the ephemeris. And then 4 and 5, as you see, ionosphere, which we've talked about a bit. And then, of course, PRN Satellite Almanac is mentioned here as well. This goes to the identification system that I mentioned. Now, there's a blurb here about the navigation message. There are 10 30-bit words, 6 seconds. The entire navigation message contains 37,500 bits and so on. Perhaps it is important to take a look that 12 and a half minutes to broadcast and receive at 50 bits per second is the amount of time that it takes to acquire the entire navigation message from a cold boot with a GPS receiver. In other words, it's not instantaneous. It does take a bit of time for the receiver to update its navigation message. This is an important piece of information we'll be talking about a little bit later. But the essential point here is that this message is the fundamental basis for the satellite to communicate instantaneously with the receiver. Instantaneously in the sense that it is capable of telling the receiver where the satellite is after the receiver has acquired the signal from the satellite. It comes in at a pretty low frequency, 50 hertz, and it does take some time for the satellite to acquire the whole thing. But it does have the essential information. Now, the clock correction, which we'll talk a bit about, is one of the ways that the satellite can tell the receiver what time it is on board the satellite. The ephemeris, as I mentioned, is the coordinate system. It tells the receiver where the satellite is at an instant of time. The ionosphere is that atmospheric information that will allow the receiver to make some corrections on the length that it receives from a particular satellite. Then the PRN is actually pseudo-random noise. That's what PRN stands for. One of the reasons that that's there is the term is communicating that the signals that the receiver uses for positioning appear to be random noise. But in fact, it's pseudo, the false random noise, because they are very well designed. They are just seem to be irregular. And the PRN numbers 25 to 32 mean that satellites from number 25 to number 32 can have their almanac, in other words, just a little slice of their ephemeris, in subframe number 4. Now, the PRNs from 1 to 24, those satellites have their almanac, in other words, a little bit of their ephemeris, in subframe number 5. Now, you might wonder why they are there. This is that identification system. In other words, when a receiver acquires the navigation message from one satellite, embedded in that navigation message, there's a bit of information, just a bit, that will tell the receiver where it can find the rest of the constellation in the sky. This helps it acquire the additional satellites after it's got the first one. That's what the satellite almanac does.